At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Taco to go. Taco to. And a big cue. Taco to go. Taco to go. Quick trip taco just $2.99. Comes with a big cue. This deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast. So much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose. Taco to go. Taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go. Taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go. $2.99.
Taco to go. Felt like we were ready to play. Felt like we were in a good mindset. Like I said, I thought the first, 10 minutes, they came out strong. And the next 10 minutes, I thought we controlled play. And then I just thought we had too many passengers throughout the rest of the game and just weren't on the same page. And, they get a couple goals and momentum like that, and then you're chasing the game. And it's hard to get it back, when you're down three against a good team that plays sound defensively like them.
Leafs captain Austin Matthews offering his observations last night after yet another bitter disappointment in a Game 7 for the Leafs. Brad Marchand, by the way, 5-0 in Game 7s against Toronto in his career. Now, that's incredible. Maybe even more incredible than that Leafs core not, because, we've seen teams through the years that just can't get somehow, they're fatally flawed some way, somehow, and they just cannot get it together. However much talent, however much regular season success, they just can't get through the gauntlet that can be the Stanley Cup playoffs. Marchand 5-0 in these games against Toronto is just a remarkable stat. And of course, he's on Florida now after all those years in Boston. Glad to have you with us here on a Monday. I am the Bulldog. Mike is off today. He'll be back with the show tomorrow. Zach Jones along as well. I mentioned so much talk surrounding the Leafs and what will happen now that most notably Mitch Marner, John Tavares too, are unrestricted free agents, will be unrestricted free agents. And I don't think I have it in me, nor do I think the audience has it in them to legitimately talk about whether signing Mitch Marner is a good idea for like hours on end. And I don't think it's something I can build an entire show about because it just seems so far removed from reality that they would be a contender for his services, that he would even take their call. I think there's going to be a lot of interest in him on the open market. And I do think, with that said, and I've gotten a little of this on social media today because I posed this question. If Marner were interested in the Sabres, would you want to give him a max contract? Would you want to do that? And I think the reason it's even a question worth asking without just an easy knee-jerk yes for an answer is his reputation. What he's just been through with the Toronto Maple Leafs. I've got a team here that can't even get to the playoffs, let alone succeed when they get there. And you want to go add at a $14 million salary a guy whose reputation is not being able to perform at least at the level you're used to seeing in the regular season. He's a superstar who cannot come through in the playoffs. That is the scarlet letter he's wearing until he proves otherwise. The reason I would say yes and not even really hesitate about it is because you get guys in the league. I mentioned this with Joe Yurden last segment. Look at the Sabres and the reputation certain guys would have. Now, I recognize like the team's reputation sort of feeds into that. But Ryan O'Reilly got sad and didn't love playing anymore. And so he's got to go. And he goes and wins the cup and is the Conn Smythe MVP in the playoffs that year. Like a year removed from being traded by the Sabres. He's hoisting the cup and winning the MVP for playoff performance. Sam Reinhart was a very good player, probably vastly underappreciated by Sabres fans, some of them, when he was here. And he's gone on to become one of the most prolific goal scorers in the current league right now with Florida. Eichel has and won the cup. Eichel wins the cup. You've got Brandon Montour. Like all these guys. And there's even, dare I even say, bring up Kulikov, Labushkin. Like you've got guys playing, you know, roles. They're not the drivers of the team, but guys that we were pretty sure couldn't play who are holding down minutes on teams that are still playing in the conference finals now. And it's not just the A-list guys that I mentioned. I mean, Reinhart's the only one of those that's really still alive now, given where we're at, unless you want to count Jeff Skinner with Edmonton, but he's kind of been in and out of the lineup. Anyway, what I think you learn from your experience being a Sabres fan is that a guy, a talented guy, and Marner's as talented, if not more talented, than any of the guys I've mentioned here. I mean, he's a 100-point player. He's more. Why am I even disclaiming it? He's more talented than any of those guys. And yes, he's not come through with the Leafs. I would not assume that he can't. He's like some fatally flawed human or some fatally flawed hockey player or fatally flawed competitor that he can't be a piece of a team that goes far and even wins. Because most of the guys, like Jack was a sad, spoiled brat, and then he went and he fit in Vegas and they win the cup. You know, you've seen it happen. So it's not exactly apples and apples. Because again, the organization, the Sabres, I think plenty of fans blame the Sabres for those guys not coming through. And then once they got out from under it, they flew and were free and they went and won. I just wouldn't rule that out with Marner. And furthermore, like that's the case to not worry about what I guess you might consider his playoff baggage. That's a reason not to worry about it. The other reason why I would hurry to a yes if Marner would even take their call. Beggars, choosers, all right? Where am I and who am I to go, oh, that's not the kind of player I need. He's not gritty enough. He's not mean enough. He's not tough enough. He scores 100 points. Plop 100 points.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Taco to go, and a big Q. Taco to go.
We just review. fine. Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Risk it, breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco, to go. Taco, to.
This deal's legit.
Taco, to go. Taco,
only at Quick Trip.
Taco, to go. Taco, to go. Taco, to go.
$2.99.
Go. Scorer on any one of these Sabres teams. You know, assuming you're going to probably have to move some stuff around, but if there's a team that A, can afford it, and B, needs it, it's this team. That's not to say I don't want to win a championship, and I don't care if a guy can not seem to come through when his team needs him the most. I'm telling you, you can sign Mitch Marner to $14 million, and you can show up on your team and score 100 points. And you make the playoffs, that's a win. You've won. It's 14 years. So any sort of, I respect opinions and Marner's reputation for being a letdown in the playoffs is well-earned. Like, he deserves the criticism. I'm just telling you, I would not cling to it as a, like, I'm the Buffalo Sabres, and I'm going to say, yeah, no, you're not big enough. Yeah, you need to cross-check someone in the face. You need to injure someone like Brad Marchand does. You're not gritty enough. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I cannot myself get to a point where I would believe that and say it. So I think it's a ridiculously far-fetched idea, because any number of a half a dozen or more teams will be vying for Marner's services, and we'll see whether he takes the biggest check he can get, or that's balanced in some way against an opportunity to join a winner and maybe leave a couple million a year in AAV on the table, or whatever it takes. All I'm saying is, if his agent wanted to talk to the Sabres, I would be elbowing people in the nuts to get to the phone. You just do not have a situation here where the best free agent to hit the market in maybe a generation is someone like, that's not a good fit. I mean, eventually I could regret that. Right, when he helps make the Sabres into a team that loses in the second round every year. But, you know, I'll take that as progress, thank you. So sign me up for a yes for the wildly hypothetical, least likely thing I've ever talked about for 5 minutes on the radio to happen. I'm a yes. There. Has that been properly positioned so I don't sound like a crazy person saying, oh, of course you can sign Mitch Marner. You're an NHL team and you've got money. Go do it. I mean, when people get excited about him, I just usually go, no, the Sabres are barely in the league the way a player like him would look at it. So I don't think you have a chance in hell of making it happen. But if for some reason they wanted that, man, I 100%. I'll even allow for 110, even though it doesn't exist. Beggars, choosers. Mike Shope is off today. 803-0550 is the number. Those didn't flow in the right order. Anyway, Mike's off. Zach's here. I'm the Bulldog. Paul's coming up at 5. Man, I'll bet he hates Mitch Marner. I shouldn't do that. We'll talk to Paul. We'll find out what Paul really thinks about Mitch Marner. But I'm saying right now, knowing Paul for 30 years, I'll bet he hates him. Paul can defend himself. It'll be fine. I'll give him plenty of time. That's coming up at the top of the hour. Brian Koziel on the PGA coming up at 6 as well. Scotty Scheffler wins a third major. So we'll cover all that too as we go. I'm the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Taco to go. Taco to.
And a big Q.
Taco to go.
Taco to go.
We just review.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big Q. This deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99.
Taco to go.